Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. We're back live and in living radio color here on Blog Talk Radio. Inside the Squared Circle for Monday, June 21st, 2010. Episode 124. We're creeping up on you, you know that. You just had 151. We're creeping up on you.
The radio show you never see coming.
And tonight we'll be discussing, of course, last night's WWE Fatal 4-Way pay-per-view and the pleasing and yet disappointing results that came out of it.
Hey, bottom line, Cena ain't the champ.
No more. WrestleMania.
At least not until next month.
Next week. WrestleMania no longer the shows. And the Bryan Danielson mystery continues.
Don't tell me the don't tell me the Abraham Washington shows replaced WrestleMania as the show of shows.
Also, some ringside.
You made me choke my weed with that one.
You made it come out of my nose. but yes, ringside chat, and the doctor will be chiming in with some special. What would you say? Since it's from your show, across the barrier type. Weird news, if you will.
A brief crossover moment was probably uncalled for.
There we go. Probably it's like the NXT invasion. Probably uncalled for is invading weird news.
And we didn't choke Justin Roberts. We choked Michael Cole when we show up to invade weird news.
We choked him vintagely.
Vintage strangulation.
Vintagely, yes, indeed. All that and more coming up in 60 seconds.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
It's a shameful thing, cluster head, a careless man who could wind up dead. You wear your sin like some kind of pride. Too many lies, too many lies. Oh, these words are true, and I'll make you believe. Yeah, you fight for every struggle just to free.
It's not a tumor.
No, it's not. It's not.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, maybe it should be.
And congratulations to our odds-on favorite, Sheamus, for dethroning John Cena for the time being.
All that sumbitch has done since he came to the WWE is make me look smarter.
He just dominated. Get out of his ring, fella.
Yes. Yes. Krista, or as we know her here on the show and everything, Lixie, congratulated me on my world title win last night. And I was like, is that a redhead remark? Is that a pasty white guy remark? Is that some kind of Irish crack? God only knows. But I thought it was funny.
You are her Sheamus, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, indeed. You're her Sheamus.
Although, in this case, I'm the Celtic Bush Warrior.
Did you go willingly into the, you know,
Slap Nuts is listening to us going, yeah, we got the same thing, except we call it Shaka Zulu.
But yes, last night was the Fatal 4-Way pay-per-view from the WWE, the first of its kind.
For better or for worse, there it was.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see a single second of it, so I really can't go on record as trashing it until I hear what you've got to say about it. So.
Well, I didn't see any of it, but I was keeping up with the results as I was getting ready for work. I had to go in a little bit early last night, and I...
Into the dead zone of southern Indiana.
Elizabeth, Indiana. But I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, somebody posted, I think it was our good friend Rage, had posted, Rey Mysterio wins World Heavyweight Championship. And I was like, oh, that...
And I'm already heartbroken because, as you all know, I've gotten to the point where I hardly watch Raw at all anymore because of the freaking guest host thing. I don't know. Who's guest hosting tonight?
You know what? They don't have one.
What?
They haven't announced one.
No one has a bullshit movie to hype? Because you notice how well that's done for the guest hosts.
Well, we know who doesn't have any more movies, and that's Amanda Bynes.
I was going to say, well, I mean, you know, MacGruber, they came out, movie tanked. Mm-hmm. 18 come out, got it handed to them. Raw guest host is the kiss of death celebrities. Stay away. Mark your doors to the fucking X.
Yeah, I don't believe there's a... I checked their website just a while ago. Didn't see any announcement on there at all about a guest host tonight. So.
It'll be Shane McMahon. It's Prodigal Son Night on Monday Night Raw.
We'll just let Bret Hart do his job for once. That's all.
And we've been joined by the aforementioned Lixie in the chat room, along with Mike the Ref and Bubba Bear.
Sweet, sweet. But yes, I didn't see any of the pay-per-view. I do have the results, of course, from the pay-per-view. And, you know, one or two highs, but mostly lows. Of course, I showed the start of the show off. I should say, before we go any further, of course, 646-595-4080. Remember to turn your speakers off, swallow your food, or... You know, put your kids to bed or whatever it is you need to do that's making noise in the background before calling.
And since you're on a roll here, you said high points and low points. I'm getting ready to have a high point here on my end. So, yeah, keep talking while I hit this.
Okay.
Let me token this number. It's always 420 somewhere.
It's always 420 and 5 o'clock. But, yes, the Unified Tag Team Champions, the Hart Dynasty, and Natalya defeated the Usos. I guess I say it. Usos. And Tamina,
so who? Like
the new Samoan team that's there.
Oh.
Yeah. Evan Bourne defeating Chris Jericho. And I don't know where they're going with this. I mean, Jericho's losing to everybody on the roster, and he keeps doing that. I can't believe they lost look at the end.
And it sucks because the way it looks like they're doing it is it looks like they're trying to build up for another face turn, which would be a god-awful, horrible fucking mistake to pull at this stage in the game. It's a dead heat between him and Edge right now for the top heel in that company.
Yeah, I mean, he's done so well as a heel. You know, why would you even want to... Or they're looking at where he walks out or disappears or some shit like that. You know, I don't put nothing past them anymore to come up with some god-awful idea.
But I will say, what a feather in the cap it is for Evan Bourne to get a win over Jericho on pay-per-view.
That's true. That is true. He is getting quite the push.
We're not seeing Dolph Ziggler get this kind of quality...
Well, not now that Rey Mysterio's champ, you won't see Dolph Ziggler getting shit.
Yeah.
TV time? No, that's not happening.
Dolph Ziggler's like, you didn't trade me to Raw?
Please. God, I'll even go to Superstars only just to get away from this. Please.
Fuck, send me to NXT.
You can put me on ECW, and it doesn't even have a program anymore. Just, for God's sakes, please. Stop it. Yes,
wrestling
dark
matches. That's sad. Pretty soon he's going to be sweeping the parking lot.
Or sweeping it. With his t-shirt on. But yes, it's a damn shame that they've done this with Jericho. I don't know where they're going with that. So we'll just have to wait and see what the brains at WWE Creative have in store. We've got a great idea. Oh, that's the end right there. Alicia Fox winning the Divas Championship.
Who cares?
Yeah, the only thing I heard about this match was there was a wardrobe malfunction on Maryse. It's like, so?
Really?
Do a search online. You can see her naked. Come on.
Yeah.
The U.S. Championship, still with The Miz as he defeated R-Truth.
Damn right.
I guess, what's up? Well, I'll tell you what's up. Your push is over. Intercontinental Championship staying with Kofi Kingston as he defeated Drew McIntyre. Damn shame there. Then, the crap. Rey Mysterio winning the World Heavyweight Championship in the Fatal 4-Way match. Two things. One, he wasn't supposed to be in this match. Two, nobody died over the weekend. Why did he get a belt?
Oh, you said it to me in a conversation we had last night. I didn't think you'd actually hit the air with it, but, you know, you're fucking right.
And then I thought, oh, well, that indie worker, Trent Acid, died, so I guess that's this. Well, somebody died. So.
I'm dedicating this world title win to a guy I've never even met.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio once again soiling the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, once again, I won't be watching.
Now, why didn't he dedicate it to Chris Benoit? Coward. And, of course, my thought was,
real quick, Lixie says, does anyone know anyone that looks like Orton? We just need an Orton, LOL. Tom looks like Sheamus. Yeah, I look like Sheamus in the Road Agent days. That's when you see Sheamus in a polo shirt breaking up fights on backstage on Raw. That's when I'm going to look like Sheamus.
The retired Sheamus. But yes, Rey Mysterio stinking up and soiling the world title again. And like I said, you know, it's what, for a couple of weeks until his knees go out again and he has the 38th surgery on his left knee.
Or he fails to clear another medication with the company per company policy,
That he knows about and has admitted that he knew about.
Weasley little motherfucker.
If there was ever a call for deportation, it's now. But thankfully...
And I'm tired of all the Spanish and stuff. I mean, you know, really, he's from San Diego, so when you think about it, technically he's as Mexican as Taco Bell.
That's true. But thankfully, the pay-per-view is saved at the end with John Cena not only losing the title, but losing to the most deserving man, Sheamus. And from what I understand, the NXT guys beat the shit out of Cena. And that's what wore him down enough. Because it only, you know, it takes more than one guy to beat Cena. It takes seven.
Yeah.
So Sheamus took advantage of it, took the belt. And I read a report where Cena was all like, I hope they're there tomorrow night on Raw because I'm going to go through each and every one of them, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
Fucking will.
And he probably fucking will. Yeah, I mean, that's his deal. And we're going to go ahead. We got Mike on the line there. Mike, are you with us?
The best thing about that pay-per-view last night is it ended after 2 hours and 35 minutes because we didn't have to watch a full 3 hours of this crap.
My goodness.
But here's the problem with this whole deal with the NXT guys. I like what they're doing with them. It got people talking, but they're already fucking it up. You know, the NWO was successful because you had these guys come in, they did anything they wanted to, and it took like 2 years for WCW to finally get their head out of their ass and work together to fight back. They're already got the Raw guys, heels and babies, mortal enemies, helping each other and running them off.
It's Raw Unity!
They're already killing the product before it even gets a chance to get going. You know, if you want this to be taken seriously in the long term, because what will this last, 3 months? Because that's about as much as they'll be able to come up with. Well,
yeah, I mean, anymore, the storylines blow their load faster than Vince McMahon auditioning new divas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I'm calling him out on his virility now.
Step up to the plate.
Yeah, let's see if the genetic jackhammer can reply.
It's like, yeah, Vince, you going to pick that up? What, that punk card that Dr. Thomas Keiser just threw down at you?
Got a whole deck of them.
But yeah, I mean, I love the idea behind this NXT invasion, but... They've already thrown one, you know, nail in the coffin with letting Bryan Danielson go. These guys are unstoppable, except when we have to let one go because they're too violent.
Yeah, because he beat up our ring announcer.
Choked him with a tie, and kids might get the idea that a tie is a nice item to choke people with.
If David Carradine or Michael Hutchins hasn't already given them that idea.
And then,
hey, guys,
and then
can I throw an idea out to you?
Off. Sure.
Get this. Where we can throw this Bryan Danielson thing right out the water. What if, like, I watched the pay-per-view last night, unfortunately. All of us have to go through some self-mutilation once in a while. But what if Michael Cole ended up being the leader of NXT, the NXT guys? Because every time they come out and attack, Cole disappears.
Yeah, and there's a lot of rumors going around about who's in charge here. And, of course, Michael Cole's the obvious suspect, but even Triple H's name has been thrown out there.
And why do I get the feeling that when they reveal I'm not going to say if, but when they reveal Michael Cole as the quote-unquote mastermind behind this, it's going to flop as hard as the hidden power.
Oh, the greater power.
The greater power, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of those adjectives.
It was me all along, Austin. It was me all along.
That's just going to flop harder than when he swung his desk chair around and NWO was on it.
I'm just surprised they spelled it backwards correctly to where it was right in the mirror. Could you imagine if they hadn't? Damn it.
It's going to be covered in more flops than Goldberg after a real acting audition. Universal Soldier 9 don't count.
And Bubba Bear has a good point, too. Jared was never around when they are, too. So. And I loved how it was funny, because a lot of websites have pointed this out and stuff, and a lot of people have pointed it out. Last week, Bret Hart, I want you all out here on the stage, because nothing's not going to happen like it did last week. We're going to have this match and everything. So, of course, when the whole place went dark and it showed them beating the hell out of Bret in the back for a good 5 minutes, they all stood on the stage. Nobody ran to the back. They watched it on the Titantron. People in the audience said they watched it on the Titantron. The wrestlers did. Never went to the back. But, of course, they were under orders to stay on the stage, so.
Yeah, oh,
nobody can think for themselves anymore. Fuck.
Well, Lixie says she bought the pay-per-view for her husband's Father's Day present, and she wants a refund. You'll have to contact Titan Sports for that one. Titan Tower.
Not only a refund, I want to get paid to watch that crap.
Do like I do. Own stock.
It's the two-hour John Cena show.
You may not enjoy the creative product. You may have a lot of problems with their creative direction at the moment, but the fact remains they're making money. And as long as they're making money, I'm making money. So as long as I make money, if I'm making money off them, I can say anything I want about their fucking product.
Well, it's funny.
Or the ability of their chairman therewith to get it up.
It's funny you should mention about them making money, because that brings us to our next story, WrestleMania. Of course, WrestleMania 26 this year. Was held in the ever-popular Phoenix, Arizona.
Mm. Oh, you mean Glendale?
Glendale.
We can't. It's so bad. WrestleMania is going to suburbs now.
Come on down to the gun show.
We can't go to St. Louis. But we can go to Glendale, fucking Arizona.
hey, hold on. Glendale can afford a hockey team. That's got to be really affluent neighborhood there.
Coming soon, WrestleMania will go to Livonia, Michigan.
It'll be right next to the gun show. Come on down to the gun show. But anyway, WrestleMania, of course, the attendance they gave, the WWE announced they had 72,219 fans in the building and a 5.8 million gate. However, Pollster released their numbers that the show had 61,093 fans in the building, and it was actually set up for 67,488. That would be the second straight year that they have not sold out the event, even with the free tickets. And apparently there was around 6,000 free tickets that was given out with an actual live gate of 5.5 million. So
no. How come 6,000 people got the bright idea? Maybe if we stand around long enough, they just say, fuck it, and let us in.
And it's not. Obviously, it is working, and it's not working. Hey, you want free tickets, WrestleMania? Nah, I'm busy.
I would, but I'm getting ready to go home and bone my old lady.
Boom, shakalaka-laka.
And if I stay to watch a wrestling show, she'll say, no way.
It was like it was never happening. But yes,
still a little family guy there, you know. Fuck it.
According to Pollster, the WWE bumped up the attendance by over 10,000 when it wasn't there. Now, what does this say? I understand the last couple of years have been hard on the economy, but what does this say for WrestleMania that 2 years in a row that they have not sold out?
Yeah, and they're inflating their own numbers. I mean,
yeah.
In a recession, holding an event that draws 61,093 fans, I mean, you made a $5.5 million gate in one fucking night. That ain't bad.
No, I wouldn't complain about that.
I mean, admit that, yeah, the numbers are off a little bit, but hey, you know, the economy. Every company in America is using that as a crutch right now.
Oh,
even
God.
The ones that are making money, like you.
Oh, yes. Now, the thing about this is, and I wrote a piece on Bleacher Report, I believe one of the problems with it is for the last 4 to 5 years, WrestleMania has been the same pay-per-view over and over and over with just the top guys rotated around. There's nothing new there. There's nothing exciting anymore. And I think one of the reasons that it fell this year is because they hyped Shawn Michaels and Undertaker 2, which did not live up to the expectations of last year's show. I thought that was a mistake to do it again. And I still do. I think the match fell short of what people expected. They set the bar too high at WrestleMania 25, and now, oh, we're going to have a rematch. Well, okay, but it better be better than the first, and it wasn't. And then you've got the same guys, John Cena, Batista, Edge, Randy Orton, Triple H, same guys that have been main eventing for the last 4 to 5 years, just rotating them around. You know, every once in a while we'll throw a Big Show in there or whatever. Why? It's the same pay-per-view every year. WrestleMania used to be just larger than life. Now the only thing larger than life is the arena. And I believe that's why their numbers fall. How many people did you hear over the last few years, I'm not buying WrestleMania no more because either A, I'm not buying it for Cena, B, I'm not buying it because the price went up, you know?
Exactly. I mean,
yeah.
Why do you think so many of these free websites have popped up?
And another thing, you know, that I believe, I'd love to go to WrestleMania. I've never been to WrestleMania. I want to go. But when they keep taking WrestleMania, we're going to go to California next year. Again? You know, why don't you take it somewhere where people haven't seen it yet? People want to go see it. You keep going to the same places all the time. Like they're going to SummerSlam again in L.A. Fuck that. You know? They're spoiled rotten, so they don't... It's not right, in my opinion. You're supposed to be a global company, not a California company. There's a reason you go to WrestleMania every 10 years on the anniversary in New York. That makes sense. But there's no reason for all the other WrestleManias to be in Texas, Florida, and California. Stupid.
Or God forbid, Atlanta. Why? Why?
You didn't even care for WCW. I'm just waiting to see WCW on Sci-Fi coming this fall. A revolutionary new product.
It's back. Oh, no, it'd have to go to TBS.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that'd be... No, TNT.
It'd be TBS because it'd come on right after it went off the air. Conan would come on.
6:05 Eastern. Spinning ring. And what was with the arm? I never understood Saturday Night, you know, WCW Saturday Night with the whole intro. It showed, like, the mechanical arm. What the hell was the point of that?
You know, I never did figure that
out. Who said, you know what, that
the same guy came up with Shockmaster.
Yeah, that completely signifies wrestling. Let's use it. You're fired. Get out.
The same talented sumbitch that convinced them to put a glitter-covered Stormtrooper helmet on national TV.
And we have an Owen Hart in the Hall of Fame request in the chat room. That'll never happen. Martha won't allow it.
Everybody now, see, I'm still trying to convince Rage to take me up on my offer to take him to the heights of legend as a competitive eater.
To the top, baby. To the top.
I'm not a gambler, but I put $5 on him in a hot dog eating contest.
I love the show because it's segueing beautifully. Our next story is about WCW. Kinda WCW. Because WCW, folks, is back. It's alive and it's well.
Yeah, this is like the remake of V version of WCW.
In alternate universe, WCW is still going strong without, of course, Eric Bischoff or the NWO. However, an independent wrestling group called Universal Championship Wrestling.
Gee, I've never heard of that company before. Ain't there like 10,000 fucking promotions to that name?
Yeah.
What's next? Generic Pro Wrestling.
They're doing a show in Sturgis, South Dakota at the Full Throttle Saloon on August 13th, and guess what they're calling it? You guessed it, Road Wild.
Nice.
You may remember that WCW ran pay-per-views from there as well called Road Wild.
Oh, yes.
And this is a free...
Do you have to highlight of UCW's Road Wild was, though?
What's
John
that?
McCain tried to give his wife away to the crowd again.
Come on. 50 cents.
$1. The first group of bikers wouldn't take her.
Now, of course, this is a free admission show, and they will feature the UCW show will feature wrestling in front of a biker crowd, just like WCW. However, they are doing their best. Names like Scott Steiner, Al Snow, Scott Norton, The Barbarian, and Ron Simmons are all being advertised.
All we need now is like Kendall Windham and Brad Armstrong,
and the Shockmaster. They also use other WCW names for their events like Nitro, Super Brawl, Spring Stampede, and Clash of the Champions. The promotion's current champion is Tommy.
I'm sorry, I didn't really give a crap about anything else, but that's kind of red using Clash of the Champions.
Yeah, that one kind of stuck with me too. Their current champion is Tommy Dreamer, and their roster has several other former WCW and WWE stars, including Sid, Ivory, Bagwell, David Flair, Disco Inferno, Glacier, Pamela Paulshock, Juventud Guerrero, Rick Steiner, Jazz, Scott Hall, X-Pac, Ultimo Dragon, and others. Somebody's got a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean,
you ain't getting Scott Steiner cheap, let me tell you. But yes, Universal Championship Wrestling presents a WCW Night of Action.
Man.
And here's the question. How many kids and idiots will show up in an NWO shirt?
Now, I was going to say, if they want to impress me with all these WCW names, they want to impress me. See Rick Rude pop up.
Yeah, really?
Tell me that wouldn't make fucking headlines.
Rick Rude and Mr. Perfect. Teaming up in tag team action. Special guest, Eddie Guerrero.
Zombie on a pole
against,
match.
Against Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit.
No, there you go. Zombie ladder match.
Buried alive match. which I've got something on that later, too, that's sure to disappoint.
Katie Vicks, the special guest referee. Yeah, I went there.
I want five. And of course, Rage, he said, well, first thing, he says he passed up 50 boneless wings last night.
Like I asked, did he have to think about it? Well.
No, it was like the Aqua Teen Hunger Force. You know, no wonder I got full. No, your friend's just a glutton.
By the way, I enjoyed your Facebook status today. Come on, bitch. Stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver, please. Have some manners. But he said he bought... Do you
I was thinking about posting as a response to that.
What's that?
You know the smell doesn't go away. I'm going to wait for the skin on this hand to die.
I always enjoy the Family Guy one where there's at the table, the kitchen table, and Lois says, I don't have any panties on. And
you just throw that chair out.
You just throw that chair out. But he said, Ray Jones says he bought, and he spelled bought wrong, bought Jericho's A Lion's Tale book last week for $1, as I did about a month ago. And I'm on chapter 8 of it, and it is an absolutely fantastic read. Hilarious.
I've been freaking lazy.
This book is funny as hell. He is absolutely hilarious. I'm just getting into where he's just graduated from the Hart Brothers camp, and he's getting his first bookings, and just funny stuff. Absolutely hilarious stuff. So if you get a chance, you can find it at the dollar store or wherever. Jericho's first book, A Lion's Tale, absolutely, positively pick it up. It's a great read. And I'm only on chapter 8.
Every year, millions of books are written, and this is one of them.
And this is one of them. Yes, it's a really good read. Even Mick Foley was worried that it was a better book than his first one. I was like, wow. Definitely got to read it now. Definitely. But yes, this whole issue with Bryan Danielson, of course, and the NXT guys, and I believe Bryan Danielson showed up at an NWA show over the weekend, which got the internet community, wrestling community talking. And, of course, we talked about last week the outside source, the outside influence that was pressuring WWE to fire him.
I maintain it was Linda. It was the Linda McMahon camp.
Well, reportedly there's still no indication of who complained, but they have ruled Mattel, the toy company, out because that was one of the possibilities. Some websites published an anonymous email that was mass-mailed last week accusing a member of Linda's camp of complaining. However, this email was sent out to numerous websites and has been determined to be false.
Now, see, I don't go to any of the wrestling sites. It's odd for as much as we cover wrestling and everything, especially here on the show. I really don't spend a lot of time looking at wrestling sites on the web.
I look at a few, very few.
I'm looking at websites to find good deals on title belts to possibly run a promotion again soon. But
and,
yeah, I don't go to the freaking mark sites.
Well, porn. We all look at porn.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it goes without saying it's porn now, I mean.
Yeah, you got to
have that Tom-on-Tom bromance.
Which, speaking of that, you know we sold 4 movies.
Holy. No, actually, I was meaning to tell you, I could not get into the website yesterday. I saw the email, but I could not get into the website.
Yeah, you have two of them, and I have two of them, so we'll get together on that and plan accordingly. Now, also, this whole deal.
The economy's turning around, baby. They're buying porn again.
I need my fix. Also, one of the stranger things about this whole deal was that his release was from Vince McMahon personally via telephone.
Linda.
Well,
Linda said, no, you do it yourself.
Usually,
you don't have a warrior animal do it. No, fuck that. You do it.
Well, usually John Laurinaitis does it. And the WWE creative and company executives were said to have no idea that any trouble with Danielson was even brewing. Some knew that there was heat from the tie incident on Raw, but nobody expected that this would happen. And you know, even though they said it's a false email, you're probably right in the fact that it is a one of Linda's, you know, yes holes from her campaign that was probably absolutely appalled. Fighting and wrestling?
It's completely logical. You're talking about a woman who's been the CEO of a successful entertainment company for about 25 years, but now that she's a candidate, despite the fact that her company produces a pre-scripted, predetermined, fictional, choreographed product of entertainment, the content of that can be used against her somehow.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been trying to use it against her for a while now. They keep bringing up old storylines and shit from back in the day of...
You're like, if Keith Sutherland ran for governor, but you shot a man, you tortured a guy, I saw it. That was a TV show. Still, you're a monster. I mean, that's fucking... I'm not saying it takes a lot of brain cells to function in society, but it takes the right ones.
How would you be so mean?
You got to fire a guy, but you got to fire someone because, you know, somebody was getting choked out in a predetermined set of events. It looked too real.
It was a predetermined chokeout, too.
I mean, what was they supposed to do? You got 3 feet away from him, take the wild popcorn bag swing, and he was still supposed to sell it?
Yes.
Are they going to start showing the Batman graphics when during a match somebody gets hit with a chair? Thwack!
It's for the kiddies.
Bop! I mean, Jesus.
Remember, kids.
No, they got to pull out the TNT. They got to pull out the Acme TNT and place it under... underneath a chair somewhere, so they explode just like
funny cartoons. Now remember, they actually did that on Monday Night Raw a while back.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
When DX went under the ring to Hornswoggle's little under the Sea Kingdom.
Yeah.
See, they beat you to it, Mike.
Damn it!
Ha ha! I mean, could you? And it's funny, could you imagine if they were doing the Billy and Chuck angle right now with Linda McMahon running for Senate?
Oh, dear God.
Wouldn't the whole Bischoff popping up at the wedding thing, if we were at that point in time and Linda was running for Senate, couldn't you imagine?
It would just be terrible.
Bischoff would have got fired, Billy would have got fired, Chuck would have got fired again.
could you just imagine if the conversation when the election came up was Vince talking to Linda, Okay, I'll tone it down until the election's done. If you don't get in, I get my control back. All of a sudden,
I'm willing to bet that's what's going to happen because, you know, I'm sure that they've heard all the scuttlebutt from people like us on the internet.
They're making too much money.
So all of a sudden, November hits. The next Monday after Raw, everybody's bleeding all over the ring.
That's a gig fest.
Everybody,
You got all the divas without clothes.
Looks like a Saw film festival.
Oh. You haven't seen anything yet.
Terry Funk decided, you know, screw it. He's bone on bone with both knees anyway. He might as well come back for one more night.
But, you know, it's we've been talking about all week here on the internet, on the interwebs.
We spent a week on the show 1 hour.
We did. On the announcement we were going to make tonight. Of course, we talked about it last Wednesday about the announcement we were making. And at this time, me and the doctor has conversed.
It was me.
Thoroughly.
Oh.
It was him. And the announcement is, I know that this 7 p.m. time slot for the show here on Mondays sucks. It sucks for me because I work Sunday night. Time I get out of, if I don't have everything done, I run out of time and I don't get it. You know, it's kind of a rush show. It sucks for a lot of people that can't make the show. Everybody enjoyed the show when it was on late, and it was easier to access. You know, we had a lot more people showing up. So, taking that into account...
Well, it was a lot easier for them to catch us, because that's after their court-ordered curfews.
Yes, yeah. The PO said I better be home. The decision made a decision that we were going to move this show one more time. It's the show that you never know.
It's like an ABC show, really.
It is. I'm surprised.
Can you please put a roadmap on Facebook? I'm getting lost here. I think I took a left turn.
Oh, wait. This time we made it easy. This time we made it easy. It's going somewhere where you're already going to be anyway. It's moving to Wednesdays.
That's right.
We are going to produce every Wednesday night. The Free Reign Media Super Show will be every Wednesday. Your double dose of both this show and probably Uncalled For back to back every Wednesday night starting at 10 p.m. Eastern.
We already put the hump and hump day. Now we're double hump. We got each one of us on both sides of your head thrusting in your ears simultaneously. Not freaking stop for 2 hours. You can walk right after that. I'm just saying.
The theme of Super Jail.
Put us in your ears.
Yes, this show will go live every Wednesday night.
No, we're not moving probably Uncalled For. It's the Internet Rock of Gibraltar.
We're moving inside the squirkle? The squirkle. Yes, inside the squirkle. That's how you put words together to save time and space. Inside the squared circle, we'll be moving to Wednesdays at 10 p.m. And then at 11 p.m., we will end this show and probably Uncalled For will begin. So the show will be 2 hours, 10 to 12, both shows. So
that's right. This is the popular lead-in for probably Uncalled For.
Well, and see, we are in the chat room. Lixie said she requested Wednesday nights off for a reason. Now you get both shows at the same time. Both shows will be Wednesday. No more Mondays. No more Tuesdays. No more Thursdays. Fridays, Saturdays, or Sundays. Both shows will be Wednesday night, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. You can get your fix.
Free Reign Radio.
Yes. Super show every Wednesday night. Now, this will not take effect immediately. This Wednesday, the 23rd, probably Uncalled For will be normal.
Okay. We'll go normal.
Well, yeah, by itself.
It'll be on.
We never had a normal episode of that show.
That's true. This week...
See, Lixie's already getting ready to show us an O-face in the chat room.
By the old bone roller coaster. This week, of course, Wednesday, 11 p.m., probably Uncalled For, will be live at 11 o'clock. And this is the last time, folks, that I will be late for the show, because this is the absolute last day.
Yeah, because you come on first.
Yes. This will be the last day of employment at the Golden Corral for me this Wednesday.
It'd be great. July 7th, when we start this, it'll be like, "And welcome to Inside the Squared Circle. I'm Dr. Thomas Keister. I'm filling in for P.B. Dingles." who forgot what day the now?
Yes, now.
He's hiding under his desk and is scared to come out.
Don't make me do things. No, don't make me do stuff. Now, of course.
Yes, Rage, you're picking on. No more Daryl at the Golden Corral.
Now, the 23rd, this Wednesday, we'll have probably Uncalled For. Now, next week, the week of the 28th through July 3rd, there will be no shows. Both shows will be canceled next week.
Canceled.
Yes.
Not canceled.
Well,
I'm taking a vacation
day. We're taking
day.
A hiatus. That's our summer break as we retool both shows for the huge premiere on July 7th of both shows.
What it is, we're retooling, and also it's the summer solstice today. But since we're a little tied up at the moment schedule-wise, next Wednesday is when we're going to celebrate the summer solstice by trying to balance a boob like an egg at the titty bar.
Yes, we're going to celebrate. Me and the doctor are going out on the 30th, which is next Wednesday. Me and him are going to have a few drinks, and we're going to celebrate two things: his employment and my employment separation from the Golden Corral. I'm getting my early release, so we're
trading up.
Yeah.
And just remember, guys, you are allowed to sleep in because that's a national holiday in Canada the next morning.
Sweet.
Yes, it's Canada Day.
I sleep in every day. Well, you have to when you work 13.
Of course, that's kind of arrogant for you guys, isn't it? I mean, isn't every day for you guys Canada Day?
No, it's NHL free agent.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Nah, we're corrected. Hey, you know in Sweden, today they're having a day-long party because it's summer solstice?
No, they're having a day-long party because it's the longest anyone in Sweden has went without killing themselves.
Yeah.
Yes, keep that in mind, of course. We'll be live this Wednesday, 11 p.m. Then next week, we're taking the whole week off. And then both shows will return live back-to-back from now on every Wednesday starting July 7th at 10 p.m. Eastern. So there you go. We'll get your fix all in one. No need to come back at all. So.
Oh, come back. Listen to the archives. Listen to the show every freaking day. Pound the message in your head.
Send out telegraphs.
Yes,
send out messages. Let everybody know. Get them here on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, we'll have it all done to where it'll be a direct lead-in from my show to the doctors, where all you have to do is click one thing, and you'll be right there. And
I mean, FOIL don't block this shit. Crazy people can get us loud and clear.
Yeah, we're gonna lead it in perfectly to where, you know, my show starts at 10, his show starts at 11. One click, you're from my show to his, and it's seamless. We'll make it perfect. And until Blog Talk Radio fucks it up. As they did tonight when I was playing music.
And I like where the conversation is going in the chat room.
So remember, July 7th. This is the last Monday night show, and then next week we're taking the whole week off. It's a Free Reign Media vacation, and then we will we'll still be online and whatnot, but no shows next week. And then we'll return Super Show Wednesday. We're gonna come up with a catchy name for it. You know, I don't like Super Show Wednesday. I don't know. We need some kind of.
That's like Free Reign Radio.
Yeah, Free Reign Radio presents Yo Mama.
Just when you thought you couldn't take any more, we throw your ankles on your shoulders and shove.
There's more room. Drill deeper.
Gentlemen, on behalf of the chat room...
I'm sorry, are you uncomfortable, Mike?
Who came in?
No, just on behalf of the chat room, I'd like to put in a... I'm calling BS right now. You guys are not going to make it to the titty bar. I want visual proof that you were there.
Well, you know, they throw a yeah for snapping pictures. I've had my cell phone taken at quite a few strip clubs.
Hey, I tried.
Yeah, I mean. Titty Wednesdays. Nothing wrong with Titty Wednesdays. I mean, that was what was great today. I mean, here in the Midwest, it's like 3 degrees hotter than damn outside.
Mm-hmm.
Heat index of like 100, 105 all week long here in the southern Indiana area. But that just means the women's are wearing less clothing. Some of them shouldn't. God knows some of them should be wearing black house paint as freaking sunscreen.
It's like that. It's like Stewie Griffin. Hey, you have no business in shorts.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, they should be made to wear orange vests. Not so you know not to run them over, but just so you know not to look directly the fuck at them.
And, of course, we have Eric on the line with us. He's been insanely quiet. There he is.
So, man, I got you on the air. I got you on the spot. What about this competitive eating thing, man? I can make you a champ.
I'll pass.
What, are you saving your amateur status?
I passed. I passed on 50 wings last night, and they wasn't hot.
There wasn't a trophy on the line either. Come on, man. Think big. Don't you want to whip a little skinny Japanese guy? Take America back one chicken wing at a time.
We own this land and these chicken wings.
God knows we can't send you to war, so do your part for this country, damn it.
I did post a link in the chat room for you, Tom, on Maurice's accident.
Oh, okay. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, it's a cooch. It's a cooch shot.
See, Eric always knows how to kiss ass with me. He sends me a nude pic of Maurice or a... Oh, hey. Yeah, one of the grapes is definitely hanging out.
It looks better
in
video.
I bet it does. It looks better in full living color in front of me, too.
Hey,
she can show me the hand if I can... If she can show me the hand as long as she uses it. But we'll jump into the ring.
I don't care
chat.
If you slap me, but I'm going to earn it.
For those of you fools out there that keep thinking that you're going to bid on WrestleMania 30 to come to Miami or wherever the hell you think it is, stop.
Wrong.
Forget about it.
They've already announced. Cena announced that the Super Show recently in New York City that WrestleMania 30 will be there at Madison Square Garden. It is held there every 10 years. Stop trying to get the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania, you fucking idiots.
That means the logo will be Triple X.
As long as Ice Cube doesn't show up, we're all right. Or Vin Diesel. Dave Meltzer asked Batista recently why he left the WWE, and he said he was sick and tired of the direction of the company and had to get out. He said it wasn't the kind of wrestling he grew up with, and it wasn't the product that he'd always enjoyed. He said he grew up watching Stone Cold and The Rock and The Attitude, and he didn't care for the PG rating. Thank you.
You ain't the only one.
And
yes.
And if he had said it on a microphone, he would have tripped over it. That's a damn shame when you think about it.
I worked in WCW, and I was... Oh, wait, that's not right. Of course,
I'm going to go back down the Ohio River where I came from.
Now, I haven't seen SmackDown in a couple weeks, so I don't know what the state of the address is on the vegetative state of The Undertaker, but there has been some discussions. One of them was the idea I threw out that the NXT rookies were responsible, which would make sense.
I'm waiting for a big Terry Schiavo-style right-to-die argument with The Undertaker.
However...
Well, they unplug him and he comes back.
However, there has been word that they are planning a... And here we go. And I even called this, folks... A Kane versus Undertaker casket match for SummerSlam.
Why?
Because they have nothing else to come up with.
Why?
This is original.
Why not Santino Marella and R-Truth in a dance-off?
Well, there was a lot of speculation of a Taker versus Swagger for the world title, but we all know where that fucking went.
It's a hell in a handbasket.
Come on, they can give him the belt back on Friday.
Right.
Ain't gonna happen.
Sorry,
oh, you'll love this. We actually just had a post on the show page for this week's episode of Probably Uncalled For.
Mm-hmm.
Desiree, I'm just gonna give her first name here, but obviously you can find the event page on Facebook, so whatever. But she says, "I've never had the slightest interest." Well, I appreciate your candor, but you know, thanks for pointing out my fly is open by screaming at me.
Hey.
Nice, nicely done.
Barn door's open.
Appreciate you crapping on my product, lady, but, you know, it's your right to say so.
To each his own, I suppose.
Yes.
Now, of course,
And she's single, imagine that.
Yeah, this whole Kane and Undertaker thing, if they stick with this casket match, this will be the feud before Taker returns into the World Heavyweight title picture, they're saying. This is ridiculous.
I think I see an Adam's apple on this check.
This is bullshit. We have seen this feud so many times. For them to try and restart this feud again. Well, the kiddies haven't seen it because they were too young. Oh.
Won't somebody think of the dead horse?
Nope. And for those of you that don't get enough Hulk Hogan on TNA, he's been negotiating with the A&E, True TV, and Fox Networks about another reality show based on himself. He wants the show to be called The Resurrection of Hulk Hogan.
Uh-huh.
Brother.
Don't you have to resurrect to have a resurrection?
I think so. Brother.
No. Brother.
Spike TV has added yet another TNA show to their Thursday lineup. They're bringing TNA Explosion, which has been airing internationally. They're bringing that at 8 o'clock on Thursdays. No word when it will start, but they will run Explosion at 8, Impact at 9, and Reaction at 11. So that's a TNA overdose. 4 hours of TNA. Remember back in the day when we were younger and we just went to school, didn't have to go to work or anything? That was awesome. That's like, I can't watch all this. I don't have time. And WWE has applied for a trademark on the name The Nexus. This could be the new name for the NXT Season 1 rookies.
So, oh, God, is Malcolm McDowell going to make a guest appearance?
What if I told you there was a new truth? Yes, indeed. And TNA has confirmed they will announce the location for this year's Bound for Glory pay-per-view on Thursday's Impact, with Dixie Carter tweeting, "We'll announce Bound for Glory pay-per-view next week. Can you say destination location?" It wasn't Destination X in St. Charles, Missouri.
Yeah, well, they called it St. Louis.
Yes. Well, the rumor is that...
I mean, sure, you can spit and hit St. Louis from St. Charles, but that
exactly.
Ain't really the point.
You can give the finger to St. Charles. Ah, fuck you. It's been heavily rumored that the location will be Charlotte, North Carolina, and that Bound for Glory this year will be hyped around Flair's return to his hometown. Matches currently being shipped around include Flair versus AJ, which I don't understand that at all. Kurt Angle taking on whoever the champion is, and for God knows why.
You know, this time Dixie didn't decide to blow it on Twitter.
Yeah, Hogan taking on Abyss. Which, if did any of you see the...
What is it, Wacky Night at Bound for Glory?
Did any of you see the spot where Abyss beat the hell out of Anderson and Hardy?
Yep.
Kinda.
It was probably wasn't real glass. It was probably one of those sugar vases or whatever the hell they make, you know, candy. But it looks like glass. And then he gave him a side slam, Anderson right on. It was nasty looking, though. It looked good. It looked real good. And then, of course, he threw Jeff Hardy. He chokeslammed him through a table off the ramp. But much better than watching Hornswoggle each and every week. And if you haven't seen the clip between Flair and Jay Lethal.
One of these days I'm going to get around to it.
That was some incredible stuff. If you haven't seen the clip between Jay Lethal and Flair, where Flair's in the ring and Jay Lethal's on the ramp. Fucking awesome stuff. They were both taking off their jackets and elbow dropping them and knee dropping them and throwing their shoes at each other and screaming, "That's my line," and everything. Everything.
And Space Mountain is closed.
Space Mountain is closed.
You
told Flair the Space Mountain. Don't get mad because Space Mountain's closed.
Damn.
And of course, Flair was classic Flair. He goes, "We kiss all the girls, make them cry. Even that fat one right here in the front row." And I love when Flair did a little thing. He's like, "Watch this." He goes, "Hey, honey." And he just did a little hip gyrate. Yeah. And he was doing that to all the corners. Beautiful stuff. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Much better than watching John Cena give me a 25 inspirational speech about how he'll never give up. We know. Unfortunately, we know.
Save the recruiting messages for the Army ads.
And
the good thing about the pay-per-view last night is Cena only got a 2-minute speech, tops.
Yeah. Got a good beatdown. Enjoy seeing him get beat down.
Oh, yes.
Now, of course, on the heels of the show returning to a late-night time frame to celebrate Mike, and I'll get a hold of Dave, we are resurrecting the four-corner conversation, gentlemen.
Yay!
Yes, we'll be doing that every other week, just like we was before, and I'll get with you on that to plan out the first one. We probably won't do it on the 7th, but we'll probably do it the week after, starting the week after. So,
works for me.
We'll get all the bugs worked out. I know Dave said, let me know when we get it back up and running, and he'll be joining us as well. So, now, I don't have any weird news this week, but the doctor's chiming in from probably uncalled for with his own little story.
Okay, I got a little bit here to fill some time. I guess we could call it weird news.
Absolutely.
But you heard about the whole Justin Bieber thing. I mean, you know, for weeks now on the show, every time I mention
who?
Justin Bieber,
who?
Yeah, a little Canadian girl that got famous on the YouTube.
Who?
Oh. Fuck, we don't call him Canadian. What the hell are you talking about?
Him.
Well, it's like I said last night. There's a reason music today sucks, because you won't ever see a Guitar Hero Lady Gaga or a rock band Justin Bieber. That ain't ever happening. Okay? You will never see that shit.
But, yeah, apparently here over the weekend, police in Ocean City, Maryland were called to a bar after reports came in that Bieber, who is only 16, was there drinking. And I'm like, yeah, he looks like the bar type to me. He looks like the kind of guy who's getting a shit kicked out of him behind the bar.
After he gave some guy a handy J.
So the cops show up, and they raid this place, right? And do you know who the Justin Bieber was?
Who?
A 27-year-old chick. I rest my case comfortably.
Meeting adjourned.
And this is depressing. Hollywood might actually finally get their chance to make a movie version of Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I, for one, am fucking outraged. Because, you know, 20 years ago, this might not have been so bad. But can you imagine that gaggle of douchebags, they're going to line up to consider for the role of Holden Caulfield?
Oh, it'll be Zac Efron. You know it will.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a box office superstar. Has any of his movies made money? I don't think they have.
Nah, fuck, who knows? Gives a shit.
I'm in 17.
High School Musical movies made money. That's because parents bow to the will of their children.
Yep.
Damn you, Disney.
Why do you just give in so easily?
By the way, see Tyler Lautner as. Oh, fuck
it's
me.
Like, it's like you are not the president. A man of great power would not kneel so quickly. Oh, yes, indeed. But we're going to go ahead and kill it, gentlemen, as we got about 4 minutes remaining. Of course, remember, this show and probably on call four will not be on the air next week, but you will be able to catch us this Wednesday, and I'll have all the fun details of my last day at the Golden Corral, because that's how we roll, baby. Woo! And then, of course, we'll take the week off, and we'll both be back live and in living radio color on Wednesday, July 7th at 10 p.m. Eastern. So we'll be able, I know Monica says she can't catch the show here at 7 p.m. I know Dave has a hard time catching the show. I know it's hard for some of the rest of us. Hell, it's hard for me.
Hell, I
forget. I'm doing a damn show. Yeah, it's just too early. It's only 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
You forget. We've been on the same time, like, every week. Probably in California, we've been on the same time every week for like a year and a half, man.
Well, I haven't
you forget.
Really been able to listen, but I forgot about Daryl, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
You see, I misunderstood. My bad.
Nerd. But yes, indeed, we'll be back July 7th to start off a whole new era here for Free Reign Media.
And July 7th, I'll start a whole new era, too, with a new wrestling promotion.
I hate to say this. I'm going to say it on live air. I hate to say it. And you can quote me, but God forbid. Eric, I wish you'd been there running the music a couple weeks ago at LCW because we could have used you.
How bad? Why?
Don't get a big head, but I'll just leave it at that. It was just they needed somebody to run the music. That was the problem.
It was a motor control issue, really.
Yes.
Yes.
But remember, folks, no shows next week. Me and the doctor will be celebrating me quitting.
Booby day.
Him starting his job and me quitting mine. So.
So you guys
bringing in the solstice with some boobs.
I have to hold up the fort for the three of us for the next 2 weeks here?
Yes, the blown call with Mike the Ref at Sunday's 11:30 will be your only fix next week.
Damn.
And remember, he's weak on the right side, so come in heavy. Come in hard.
Make him work for it.
Pound it through.
Put him against the glass.
But, gentlemen, I want to thank you all for calling in. Doctor, thank you, of course. And
indeed.
Everybody in the chat room that hung out with us for the last hour, we all want to thank you. And remember to stay with us when we make our move to Wednesdays for our brand-new permanent, better damn be permanent.
And I'll have to get you later, Lexi, about taking advantage of you.
Giggity.
Giggity.
All right.
Roofy Clutter for the lady.
And remember, folks, join us every day, freeraymedia.com. We always have new stuff. We have a new thing.
I wouldn't say always, but we try.
Well, we're trying to get some things worked out where we have new stuff almost every day. And
I've made a deal that will keep the Empire out of here permanently.
They arrived just before you did. Check us out next in 2 weeks, and of course we'll be live this Wednesday for probably in call four. So with that, this is a production of Free Reign Media, and check out our website, freeraymedia.com. This is PB Dingles reminding you, let yourself be entertained. Don't read them spoilers. And I'll see you all next week right here. Well, in 2 weeks on Inside the Squirt Circle.
Work here is done. I'm needed elsewhere now. I'm needed wherever outlaws rule the West. Wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets. Wherever a man cannot live in simple dignity. And wherever a people cry out for justice.
Bullshit! She needs to get laid big time.
Test your might.